that great philosopher, Obi-Wan Kenobi, many of the truths we cling to depend greatly on our point of view. This week, I couldn't help wondering if he had a point in the case of Margaret Page, the Wellington woman whose speech and movement have been severely affected for 18 years since she suffered a brain hemorrhage. She is now refusing food because she just wants to die. Now, according to the headline on the TVNZ website, "Starving Woman Raises Medical Ethics Debate," well, I've got a question of my own. Why are we having a debate at all? Page has undergone 3 psychiatric assessments that all found she was lucid, clinically and legally competent to make her own decisions. Despite allegations made by her estranged husband, there's no evidence of abuse or neglect on the part of Capital and Coast District Health Board or the residential home she's currently living in. Nor is there any suggestion that her family have, to be blunt, encouraged the useless lump to top herself and spare everyone else the inconvenience, discomfort and expense of her ongoing care. Page constitutes no threat to the health and safety of others. She is not encouraging any caregiver to break the law by giving her a quote-unquote accidental overdose of painkillers. Now, I'm sure some listeners will say I've brought into what the religious right in the US call a culture of death, where the ill, elderly and disabled are dismissed as less than human, to be put down like an unwanted pet. Now let me rebut with the refreshingly blunt Medical Association Ethics Committee Chairwoman Tricia Briscoe, who told the New Zealand Herald this: "If the patient has all her marbles, then they have the right to choose what they wish to do in terms of treatment." Now note carefully, Page is not obliged to make a choice that makes me or anyone else comfortable, or the one I'd make in the same circumstances come to that. I cannot begin to imagine and will not dare to presume to know what is going through Margaret Page's mind or what her life has been like over the last 18 years. But I have lived long enough to go to far too many funerals, to have seen many friends and family members die slowly and painfully, and to know that bad things happen to good people for no reason I can discern. And for all the rhetoric about valuing life, it's far too easy to forget that death is an inevitable part of that life. It's not always pretty or convenient. What we are seeing here is a monstrous act of moral and political arrogance in saying we have the right, or nay, even the obligation, to force Margaret Page to live because we're too scared to let her go. She is not some uppity baby refusing to eat her mush, but a sentient adult. It's time for the usual suspects to grow up and start treating her like one.